Para fini, ma cota pela, è unga, la castoma, di piango, la castoma di piango.
Dica, usa vinderera qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Tongon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combos at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbun Radio 94.9. It's Kumbun. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbun Radio.
Mutendere Wada Kanzela condemns the continued construction of wall fences on top of drainage systems. Vandalism of Zesco infrastructure and other public assets are worrying Mukushi residents. In African news, a plot to kill Burkina Faso leader foiled, says Junta. All the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Mutendere Ward 34 Councillor Boniface Chibeka has expressed a disappointment that some residents have continued to construct wall fences on top of drainage systems, blocking the free flow of water. Mr. Chibeka tells Kumbun Radio News that the practice has contributed to flooding in some parts of the ward, especially during the rainy season, and poses a serious health and environmental risk to the community. He warns that residents who encroach on public drainages are violating our council bylaws and risk having their structures demolished. The councillor has since urged property owners to cooperate with local authorities and ensure that drainage channels remain clear.
To the landlord, especially those of guilty offices, because the frustration whereby the guilty offices in waterlogged area, but without leaving breathers where water can be passing. So once you find that in the neighbors pools of water are accumulating, and the neighbors are not allowing that the water should flow. So I'm appealing to those neighbors so that as they are building their offices, at least to leave this space where water can be running through, including those from neighbors until it is the end point.
And in a related development, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, a Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Spiri, says the recent damage to some public infrastructure following heavy rains cannot be fully attributed to poor workmanship, but largely to human behavior. Mr. Spiri says while government acknowledges that some infrastructure has been affected by the ongoing rainy season, preliminary assessments indicate that issues such as blocked drainage systems, indiscriminate disposal of waste, and encroachment on waterways have significantly contributed to the damage. He explains that in several cases, drainage channels meant to manage excess water were found closed with garbage, causing water to overflow and weaken roads, bridges and other community projects, including those funded under Constituency Development Fund, CDF. The PS, however, stated that government has put in place a quality assurance mechanisms to ensure contractors adhere to set construction standards, adding that all projects are inspected at various stages before being certified for use. Mr. Spiri has since appealed to members of the public to take responsibility for protecting public infrastructure by avoiding illegal dumping, respecting drainage systems, and working with local authorities to report potential risks early.
For example, we saw today when we went to Mutendere East that because of indiscriminate disposal of solid waste, there is massive silting and clogging of culverts, completely blocking the waterways, and naturally water tends to find its way elsewhere when it is blocked. And in some cases, the water finds its way where there are structures which were never built with a thought in mind that they are going to be receiving the pressure from water. And then what you see is such structures succumbing to the pressure from water. But the cause really is the human behavior in terms of indiscriminate disposal of waste.
A Mukushu resident, Godfrey Karangasheshe, has expressed their concern over the continued vandalism of ZESCO infrastructure and other public assets in the district. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Karangasheshe strongly condemned the destruction of street lights, describing the act as unacceptable and detrimental to the well-being of the community. He emphasized that streetlights play a critical role in enhancing security, warning that their vandalism exposes residents to increased risk. Mr. Karangasheshe has since urged members of the public to take responsibility for protecting public property and to report anyone found engaging in vandalism.
Ulo obuteko watu pangire vifinto kentu fipose kwa mano lufisu unge nga inda tuishipo fia kufumbeka tutalu keko fia tufireke fia haiko wana kufiku mnya kwa hawe panta watu kopila ngani maa laiti filo kwa tulo kuenda wino ushiku wakwa nanguri weka ule pita mutu biro lelo le shafi wino memba kwa imuwa sana futi ifi vami pangila vami vikila maa laiti wa zesko fuefue nkawe fue bantu bantu tule pelelu wa mano ambi wale fula masembe wa ambi inkasu masana vaya mku kukawa la filia batu utanapanshi vaya mku pangamu fimbi fivale fwaya uliyabo naoshi kabili buyanba.
The Zambia Environmental Management Agency ZEMA says acidic levels in the Kafue River have stabilized following corrective measures taken after a pollution incident on 18th February 2025. The incident occurred when a tailings dam at Sinometals Alicia Zambia Limited collapsed, releasing a toxic slurry into the river. An independent consultant, Applied Science and Technology Associates, was engaged and disclosed the findings of the comprehensive environmental and social impact assessment that was undertaken following the failure of a tailings dam, TD15, at Sinometals Leach Zambia Limited. Speaking during the public disclosure on the impact assessment conducted on the Sinometals tailings dam disaster held in Kitwe, Applied Science and Technology Associates expert Dr. Titus Hakonde confirmed that the water quality in the Kafue River Basin is showing signs of improvement, but areas like Mwambeshi and Chambishi streams remain contaminated, posing health risks to nearby communities.
Question with respect to surface water only, but there's an issue of sediments, and we are getting to sediments now. If we find in the sediments, the next one, our findings, how were they distributed? And based on our findings, what do those findings mean to the flow of the river, the flow, I mean the bed of the river, and also to the surrounding environment? All the water from everywhere will get into the river, but those solids, where do they go? They will form what we call the sediments. Even those sediments, where do they go at some point? They will form the sediments.
Meanwhile,